This is a podcast of 98FM's Dublin Talks. Remember, catch the show live Monday to Friday at 10 a.m. 98FM's Dublin Talks with Adrian Kennedy.
Now, first off, FAI's loan goal. That's the headline on the front of today's Herald newspaper. Politicians want answers over Delaney's €100,000 loan and €3,000 a month that he gets for rent. That's nice, isn't it? I wonder what this crowd do for me. No, I doubt it. The former CEO will still pick up a $120,000 per year salary in his new role as the FAI's executive vice president, which is around one third of the $360,000 he's been paid up to now. Some politicians have called for him to resign, which was what was originally thought would happen when the FAI released a statement minutes after Ireland's win over Gibraltar on Saturday. Let's hear some of the reaction to the news. Firstly, from Richard Sadler, who has been on RTE News, and Darren O'Dea, who spoke to 98FM's Now That's What I Call Sport.
Well, I have a lot of questions, and I think many people do. Why is John Delaney specifically, why is he no longer CEO? Why was this new role created for him? Whose idea was it that he take this new role? The timing of it, I think, is interesting as well. How much did it have to do with the reports that we read about last week? Reports that we know that John Delaney went to the High Court to prevent us knowing about. The Oireachtas Committee meeting, or the hearing that's coming up as well, I think that's really that's crucial. The statement we got from the FAI says that John Delaney is no longer on the board, and the same statement says that the board is going to engage with Sport Ireland and the Oireachtas Committee about all of this. So does that mean that the Irish public will not get the opportunity to hear directly from John Delaney? Will the Oireachtas Committee not get the opportunity to speak to him directly and answer several questions which I think he has to answer? But also, this is supposedly part of a strategic report. I don't know what the merits would be of a strategy that involves the CEO leaving quite abruptly, immediately, an hour after the final whistle, 3 days before a qualifier, in the middle of a controversy, a week after the a High Court was called upon to keep things quiet. So loads and loads of questions to be asked.
Yeah, there was obviously rumours kind of as the game was going on of what the statement would be coming out, and I suppose a bit of a bombshell, and it's a bit of a strange one at that. I'll be honest and say I don't really know what it actually means for the FAI moving forward and what John Delaney's role exactly will be. Obviously, it's to maybe deal more with UEFA and setting up certain things for Ireland. But yeah, it's certainly going to be a big change, and I don't think it's going to go away soon. I think people are going to want more clarity and answers to why this is happening, with obviously all the other stuff that's happened in the last week.
Now, I have to be honest, and you probably feel the same way, I have absolutely no idea what is going on here. All I know is that this has been front page news in all of the newspapers, on all of the news bulletins, and I think, like a lot of us, you probably haven't a clue exactly what's going on. Well, to explain it to us, and by the way, if you want to get involved in this conversation, you can. Our telephone number is 6797981. You can text or WhatsApp 0877 989898. I'm joined on the line by Kevin Doyle from Independent News and Media. Kevin, welcome to 98FM.
Morning.
Kevin, I, like many, are very confused about what is going on here. Can you explain it to me like a two-year-old?
I can do my best. I suppose, essentially, everybody, John Delaney is a household name. He has been at the top of Irish soccer as CEO for 14 years, but he has often been a controversial figure. Particularly among the fans, he's something of a love-hate kind of character, in that some people love him, think he's the best thing to have ever happened to Irish soccer, and other people believe that he has perhaps overshadowed a lot of what has happened on the pitch with some of his carry-on and comments off the pitch over the years. But what has happened here, in really, really basic terms, goes back to 2017, where for some reason he felt the need to give a €100,000 loan to the Football Association, and it was paid back a couple of months later. The FAI have said it was a bridging loan, which essentially was if you ran out of money a couple of weeks before payday, it'd be basically your mate giving you a few quid to see you over, and you're giving it back to him when your salary came in. So that's what happened here, is when the FAI got a bit more money back in the bank, John Delaney got his €100,000 back a couple of months later.
Now, it kind of seems bizarre that an employee would be lending money to his employer.
Yeah, well, that's where you asked me, so far, so what? Well, here's the question is, this is the chief executive officer of an organization that has a massive commercial side in terms of ticket sales for matches, in terms of membership, and also in terms of advertising and sponsorship. Things like the Aviva Stadium, the sponsorship, the name on the stadium. So they have huge income on that side, but then they also get millions from Sport Ireland, well, technically from us, the taxpayer, but administered through Sport Ireland, and that is for specific projects. So this is why it becomes a massive question, is why would an organisation like the FAI, that has millions flowing through its bank account every year, need a €100,000 loan from the boss, from the chief? And that raises all sorts of questions, which we don't have the answers to yet, around governance, around financial management, and around exactly what was going on inside the FAI.
And indeed, Delaney did his utmost to stop that information coming out in public.
That's right. The Sunday Times had been working on this, and in fairness to them, as a journalist, I recognise the scoop when there's a scoop, and it was quite the scoop. But John Delaney actually took them to court and tried to get an injunction to stop this, and to indeed stop any reporting on this loan, which raises more questions again, because this hasn't been in any financial accounts that have been published publicly. So we wouldn't have known about this. And if he went into the Oireachtas Committee, which he's due to do in a couple of weeks' time, the TDs in there wouldn't have any reason to know about this loan, and therefore questions couldn't be asked about the financial peculiarities, I suppose, linked to it.
Okay, now take us to this weekend then, and like we said, this whole thing about a loan from Delaney to the FAI has been in the news, and people very curious about exactly what this is all about. But then over the weekend, there was talk of him resigning, moving on, because people are calling for it. He did resign as CEO, but he's got a new job.
Yeah, and this was particularly curious. It was I was actually down at the Fine Gael conference in Wexford over the weekend, and it was actually while the Ireland-Gibraltar match was on, the rumours started to swirl that basically as soon as the match was ended, there would be a statement from the FAI on the future of John Delaney. So you can imagine there was more interest in that than what was a dire match. But essentially what the FAI have said is that they commissioned this report by an expert called Jonathan Hall, who's a former director of governance and football services with the English FA, so a highly qualified guy. And that basically he has recommended some changes at the top of the FAI to basically have it more streamlined, to help it work better. And within those recommendations, now, bear in mind, we haven't actually seen this report, so we're just taking the FAI's version and interpretation of it. But essentially, the recommendation was that John Delaney would step away as FAI CEO and move into this new position of Executive Vice President. And it would come with a very specific job description, if you like, which would include things like looking at international, how the FAI interacts, I suppose, with other international bodies, UEFA, FIFA, things like that, which John Delaney would, in fairness, have very good contacts within, and also deal with areas involving the Aviva Stadium and some of the payments and financial
aspects. But I assume then they'll need a new chief executive.
They will. Their chief operating officer, Ria Walsh, has stepped in as the interim CEO, so she's mum those tips. Niall Quinn's name also in the reckoning, although I don't know how interested he would be in getting himself involved in something like that. But you're right, in the next few days, we expect that the FAI will advertise for that job and set up a process for exactly how it would be, how they will select somebody. And they expect to have a replacement for John Delaney in place in late April or early May. But worth remembering, John Delaney was on a salary of €360,000. Now, we don't know what the new salary will be for whoever the incoming CEO is. But John Delaney, even though the FAI say he's taking a substantial salary reduction, I understand from talking to people yesterday, it's still going to be in the region of €120,000. So they could actually end up with a larger wage bill at the end of all this, even though John Delaney has stepped aside.
How bizarre. The whole thing is just really peculiar. And then this story came out over the weekend about the fact that the FAI has been paying him $3,000 a month for his rent.
Yeah, to rent a house owned by Gráinne Shoiga, of all people. It's such a house, small, perhaps sometimes, and bizarre Ireland could be. But he was renting this house down in Wicklow, and it gathered $3,000 a month or thereabouts was the rental fee, and the FAI were paying for that. Now, it's worth noting, nothing, absolutely nothing illegal there, nothing wrong with that per se, except people will wonder if a man on €360,000, how on earth he managed to negotiate getting his rent paid from as well. But it isn't unusual, it's worth saying, for CEOs of companies to be paid or to have their accommodation costs paid. You would often see it with big corporations, particularly if somebody is coming from overseas, perhaps to come and to live in Dublin or London or somewhere they're not from. So that is nothing wrong in that. He would have to pay tax on that. There's no suggestion that he hasn't. Yeah. But it just adds to the bill and the money from where the money from the FAI has been spent.
Okay, now there has been talk about fans possibly boycotting tomorrow night's match against Georgia. Talk about tennis balls being brought into the Aviva. What's that all about?
Yeah, I think it's Barcelona. I think is where that tennis ball protest comes from, where fans throw tennis balls onto the pitch. It'll be interesting to see now whether security will be watching for fans that might be thinking of bringing a box of tennis balls along with them. I'm not sure what that fully achieves, in the sense that the team is still the team. What's happening here is a row about the management of the FAI, and the FAI is much bigger than the Republic of Ireland soccer team or the women's team, and it stretches all the way down to grassroots, and there are problems there. So I'm not sure if boycotting supporting our national team is the way to go about this, but there's no doubt that fans have been angry, and as I said to you at the start, there are a lot of fans who are very annoyed with John Delaney, very, very annoyed with how the FAI, for example, have managed things like ticket allocations over the years, who feel that the real fans often miss out while the sunshine supporters find a way. So there's all those issues. Fans have been very unhappy for a long time. So perhaps this is an opportunity for a fresh start.
And does that fresh start, in fact, I'm going to be talking to somebody in a second who believes that fresh start has to involve getting rid of Delaney altogether?
Yeah, certainly. And Noel Rock, the Fine Gael TD, who's the first to put his head above the parapet, has called for exactly that, a clean out of the board. And I think there is going to, I mean, the FAI, from what I can gather from having talked to a lot of people yesterday, felt that if they put out this statement after the match at the weekend, if they move John Delaney out of the CEO role, that the controversy would dampen down, that it would quieten down, and people would move on, and they would go before that Oireachtas committee in a couple of weeks' time and explain away these matters, and the controversy would fall out of that. I don't think that's going to be what is going to happen here. I think people are going to want to know.
It seems to me that the exact opposite is happening.
Yeah, it's gaining momentum, and I think if they thought that this would be the end of it, it absolutely is far from that. You have Sport Ireland, who handle the overseas governance for all the major sporting bodies in Ireland, looking into it as well. That Oireachtas committee, I think John Delaney is still going to go before it, but I think it will be, I heard the chairman, Fergus O'Dowd, saying yesterday it won't be a witch hunt, but I tell you, it'll be a bish-bash punch and judy session.
It's a fascinating story, I have to say. Kevin Doyle from Independent News and Media, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. And as we mentioned a moment ago, Fine Gael TD Noel Rock has come out very strongly against Delaney, the new executive vice president of the FAI. Noel, welcome to 98FM. Sidelining Delaney into this new role of executive vice president and not the CEO anymore, is that not enough?
No, it's a fob off, Adrian. I mean, it's a great example, actually, of the failure of corporate governance within the FAI, where, incredibly, only hours before, a remarkable story was published by Mark Tighe in the Sunday Times about the FAI paying John Delaney's rent for the best part of the last decade at the sum of €3,000 per month. The FAI's solution to this is to make this slapdash, short-term announcement, sidelining him into a new job, not acknowledging any of the shortcomings whatsoever. And incredibly, Adrian, the most incredible bit, the board unanimously backed this move. Not a single dissenting voice. Now, if something says to me and sends off alarm bells saying there is a problem with corporate governance and with the management of finances in the FAI, it's that unanimous vote right there. That tells you everything you need to know.
Okay, so you believe, obviously, then, that the only solution to the restructuring and rebuilding of the FAI and to get rid of all of the controversy out of the FAI is for Delaney's head on a plate and for the whole board to be reconstituted?
I'm afraid so. And I mean, Mr. Delaney will be coming before my committee, the sports committee, in about a week's time. He's welcome to try and change my mind. But the facts as I see them here in front of me, in the documents that I have and in the testimonies from people, both former and current FAI, which I have, would indicate to me that there are very, very serious failings, both within financial management and also within corporate governance within the FAI. I mean, we have to wind back only a week now to the original story that kind of started this all off, which was the issue of the €100,000 loan which Mr. Delaney gave to the FAI, which they then repaid back to him. But we have to ask the more fundamental question of why was that loan needed? Why are there no cash reserves? Why was this loan not declared? And crucially, why did Mr. Delaney feel the need to go to court to try and injunct the newspaper from publishing this story, spending some €50,000 supposedly in legal fees as a consequence?
The whole thing is just bizarre. And as we said, over the weekend, it was anticipated that it will be announced that Delaney was being sidelined, gotten rid of or whatever. But instead, he's been given this new role of executive vice president. He does have a lot of experience and a lot of contacts. Is he not required in the FAI? Do they not need him?
Well, this is this points to, again, a failure of governance and a failure of structure. I mean, if we have a situation where the entire organization is so dependent on one man and he is so crucial to the operation, well, that's a failure in governance in and of itself. No man should be bigger than an organization, and no sporting organization should be treated like a personal fiefdom. He's been in the role for over 15 years at this stage now, and it would be my considered view that he should have had transition plans long before now, and the organization should have encouraged transition plans long before now. That clearly was not done. And that's a great shame. And I think it's a great disappointment for, as Kevin Doyle from Independent News and Media mentioned earlier, for the fans more so than anyone else. People go to these games in good faith. They part with their money in good faith. They take up coaching roles voluntarily in good faith, all the while putting in their time, money, dedication and commitment. And meanwhile, we have someone here who has been fundamentally mismanaging this organisation, squandering the goodwill and resources of fans and of the FAI, and doing things like having his rent paid without that being declared.
Okay, but again, there's no suggestion of anything illegal at this point in time.
No.
And tax may have been fully paid on that and all of that. So.
I understand it was. These are questions not of corruption, but of competence. And that's firmly where I want to focus. I do not want to get dragged down a cul-de-sac of talking about legal issues and what have you. This is absolutely a question of competence and whether or not John Delaney has done a competent job in managing the FAI. I do not believe he has, and indeed I do not believe the board has either. And frankly, I find it disgusting that they gave unanimous consent to this idea of him moving down to this, or moving across to this executive vice president's job.
Finally, Noel, Ireland are playing Georgia tomorrow night. There's been calls for a boycott of the match, talk about tennis balls being thrown on the pitch and all this sort of stuff. Will you be there at the match?
It's currently my intention to attend. I'll be joining the players, FAI, so that'll be the representative of the players. And I look forward to the game. To be honest with you, based on what I saw at Gibraltar, we'll probably need about 100 tennis balls on the pitch if we're going to potentially score a goal.
We ran a poll on our Twitter account asking, would you support a boycott of the match tomorrow night in following this whole Delaney story? And 78% would support a boycott tomorrow night, which is kind of shocking. Yeah.
Which is remarkable in and of itself. I mean, the game isn't a sellout in any event. It's quite clear that, you know, fans are voting with their feet already. I wouldn't be surprised if it's a relatively low attendance tomorrow night. The one thing, though, Adrian, I would say is I don't think it's the players' fault. I don't think it's the team's fault. I'd always, you know, caution against these kind of, you know, short-term measures like boycotts. I'll bring them before the committee on either April 3rd or 10th. We'll ask the hard questions. We'll hold them to account. We'll try and get answers. I think in the meantime, we should continue to support our team, actually. I think that's the best thing that we can do, because ultimately, if we drop 3 points tomorrow night against Georgia, that has longer-term repercussions that will last beyond Delaney, actually. We want to make sure this team qualifies for Euro 2020. We're hosting some games at home. I think it'll be a good thing, actually, if we do qualify for it.
All right. Fine Gael TD, Noel Rock, thanks very much indeed for talking to us on 98FM. And let's just finish off with this WhatsApp voice message which has come in to us.
Good morning, Adrian. See this whole John Delaney thing? It's absolutely bloody farcical. I mean, what does he actually do? I mean, €360,000. Are we getting bang for our buck? You know what I mean? He's on more money than some international managers. And there's something drastically wrong when he's more famous than half of the bloody players that played against Gibraltar. You know what I mean? And then to top it off, you say he gets his rent paid.
98FM's Dublin Talks with the Des Kelly Interiors gift voucher for beds, flooring and more. 98FM.